Politics was turned upside down in 2016 and the shockwaves from the event have had repercussions. The comfortable political incumbents and established financial powerhouses saw political events that made them and their media outlets sweat. The vote to leave the EU and the election of Donald Trump made them lose their cool. Caught in a landslide of public doubt and opprobrium, anger and verbal tirades, the mainstream media in the US and the UK, along with the political establishment it supports, is losing control. But there is no escape from reality. As Ayn Rand so wisely put it, man is free to choose not to be conscious, but not free to escape the penalty of unconsciousness, destruction. Other similar quotes have been attributed to Ayn Rand, the accuracy of which can be debated by those with the time, but the theme of which are unmistakable. You can avoid reality, but you cannot avoid the consequences of avoiding reality. We can evade reality, but we cannot evade the consequences of evading reality. These thematic truisms play out in politics as well as the physical world. Those in the political and media industries whose existences in their positions rely on reputation and confidence are, in the current climate of distrust and anger, rendered vulnerable. The reality is there for all to see. Just open your eyes. The unfortunate truth that the mainstream media have lied and manipulated the public through their output is plain to see, but only if one wishes to see. It is the distasteful notion of the implications of the truth that tend people towards dismissing its veracity. Only if we look up to the skies and see the possibility of stripping the corrupt liblab con of power can we embrace possible solutions that could achieve this end, through the ballot box. If we look down at our shoes or look to our neighbor, the solution through the ballot box will not be possible, and the alternatives which all well-intentioned people would wish to avoid, or evade, may become the reality. In my going postal offering in March, I spoke of Count Dankula, Telford, EU military union and the Russians. The Count Dankula case has progressed and the interest in it has amplified. The issue, fundamentally important though it is, and all power to your elbow Marcus, is distracting more time of more people. The distaste for reporting disgraceful criminality and the abuse of thousands of young girls as highlighted by the Telford case, has dominated the editorial decision-making in the nation's free press, who favor more colorful victims of less nauseating realities, or crimes as the latest deliberate distraction surrounding the Windrush victims occupies the thoughts and utterances of those absorbed in the Westminster bubble. The demonizing of Russia, Russians and all things Russian continues through news coverage, government statements and the Westminster expertariat. And the treasonous degradation of our armed forces and ongoing facilitation of the integration of our military into the control of foreign bureaucrats continues, without real scrutiny or attention. On April 3 I shared a platform with Dave Ellis of Strategic Defense Initiatives, who spoke on this most important of the important pressing issues facing our nation, and I would encourage you to listen to it and share its contents widely. But then, what do I know? What do I care? I'm just a poor boy from Yorkshire, but I need no sympathy. Because when it comes to principles, I'm not easy come, easy go. The people of the UK voted to leave the EU on June 23, 2016. Their will is being betrayed, and it is the fruits of their labour that funds those who are perpetrating that betrayal, in the media, in Westminster and in Whitehall, not to mention in the schools and universities. These subjects need to be spoken about, loudly, widely. Watching the corrupt media attempt to keep their narrative together, or attempt to cover for their habitual lying, over the past 2 years since the referendum has been fascinating. Fascinating may sound too detached a word for what is the destruction of democracy in the UK. The public have been shepherded onto a confusing roller coaster of political and social ideas, all aimed at bending, twisting and upturning the very essence of how a democratic decision is made and what constitutes the basis of a civil society, the substance of a united nation. A roller coaster of emotion to destroy that which is there to protect them, their culture, their history, their identity, their sovereignty and their control over those who are elected to serve them. Conditioning the people, a little high, a little low, a big high, a big low. But selective conditioning, 2 weeks of Windrush disgrace, or demands to compensate Windrush victims, yet hardly a mention of the tragically record-breaking Las Vegas shooting on 1 October 2017. Wall-to-wall coverage on the Grenfell Fire tragedy, through rose-tinted spectacles, yet near silence on the events in Manchester on the May 2017. Stephen Lawrence's murder defines all white people, Chris Donald did not exist. Anyway, the wind blows the control of the voting public's minds is real, and that is reflected in voter stigma, voter fear, peer pressure and voter habits. The media always have an angle to steer public mood and have the power to keep realities away from the public consciousness. You may think it doesn't really matter to me, but I would implore you to stop at that point and think again. The control, however, has been compromised, and we only need to look west to see another chink to be found in the damaged armor of the psychological control mechanisms upon which the corrupt establishment relies. West, yes, Kanye West, and the chink being the notion that the POTUS is a racist. This notion, clearly ridiculous to any fair-minded impassionate observer, is however etched in the minds of many a casual or disinterested observer as a truth, a reality. You may not know who Kanye West is, he may not be on the radar of the average political anorak, but that doesn't matter. What matters, is that tens of millions of people listen to what he has to say. He's a pop, entertainment star, he's black, and he's supporting Donald Trump in his quest to make America great again. The consequences to millions more people in the UK and in the US of the clashes between avoiding reality and believing that Donald Trump is the demon, the Hitler, that they have been conditioned to believe that he is, who will now be trying to understand whether or how they have been duped, will be the cause of more moral panic and more distrust in the media and political classes. The politics are downstream of culture, and the culture wars are really hotting up. With apologies to Queen James Dalton. James is a founder member of the Democrats and Veterans Party, a direct democracy party for the United Kingdom. Find out more, dvparty.uk web link. Copyright James Dalton, founder member Democrats and Veterans Party, 2018.